Benson of the International Secret Police. Speed and Clint are fortunate enough to escape discovery by the octopus gangsters and slip out of his house to make a hasty return to Laza. Meanwhile, the octopus uses the thought recording machine on Barney and, after developing the film which was to have shown his thoughts, finds it to be completely blank. Barney Dunlap, in spite of his knowledge that his life is forfeit, laughs at the disappointment of the criminal.
So you thought you'd read my mind while I was asleep, but I fooled you. When I sleep, I really sleep. I don't even think.
I cannot understand it. This device is supposedly infallible.
Master, could it be that Dunlap's mind is so blank at all times that it would never register anything?
Yeah. Hey, where do you get that stuff, Quan Wu? Let me up off this table and I'll make you eat them words. My mind a blank.
Quan Wu.
Yes, Master.
Step over here a moment, will you?
Of course.
Hey, where are you two going? Am I going to stay tied to this here table for the rest of my life?
Do not worry, Dunlap. That will not be long.
Thanks, pal.
What is it you wish, Master?
I believe I have found a solution to the problem of disposing of Dunlap.
Hey, don't you know it ain't polite to whisper in front of other people?
Quiet, oh miserable one.
Oh, calling me names, huh? I'll get even with you for that. Just wait and see.
Pay no attention to Dunlap, Wu. What I have to say is more important. I see now that I should not destroy this man.
You will free him? He will then reveal what he knows. Destroy the careful plans you have laid. Everyone will know that Paul Meunier and the octopus are one.
No. I have another plan, Quan Wu. Hypnotism.
You will hypnotize Dunlap?
Yes. I believe he will be an easy subject. And once he is under the hypnotic spell, I shall wipe his memory clean of everything that has happened. When he awakens, he will not even remember that he has been away from his hotel.
But is that possible? Are you sure it will work?
I know it will work.
Hey, when you two get through with your secrets, I wish you'd tell me what's going to happen to me. It's funny, but I'm kind of interested.
We shall not tantalize you with uncertainty any longer, Barney Dunlap. I shall take care of you immediately.
Well, if you're trying to scare me, you're not, see? I've been scared to death so often that the real thing won't be any novelty.
Strange men, these secret police. They do not know the meaning of the word fear.
Fear ain't in a dictionary as far as we're concerned, Quan Wu Wu. But listen, Octopus, will you do me one favor?
And what is that?
Will you untie me from this table and let me sit up just once?
That is impossible.
Thanks again, for nothing. Well, if you're going to get rid of me, step on it. I don't crave your company any longer than necessary.
Very well, Barney Dunlap. And now, look into my eyes.
So that's what happened up at the castle, Chief Tipo. We didn't find Barney, and we almost got caught ourselves.
It is a dangerous business, Speed, this whole thing.
Yes, especially dangerous for Barney. Here it is another day, and still no trace of him.
Mr. Barlow, I am going to take you to a very great man. His name is Lasho Tziring.
A great man, Chief Tipo? You mean he's a priest or a government official?
No, he is neither a lama nor an official, Mr. Barlow. Yet, he has more power and is better loved by his people than almost anyone in Tibet.
Gee, then he ought to be able to help us a lot.
He will help you, Speed, if he likes you. As you may know, Tibet has long been called by foreigners the Forbidden Land. Outsiders are not welcome here because, for the most part, they come for personal profit instead of goodwill.
Clint, maybe that's why that oil company that Marsh's brother was with failed. Maybe they couldn't get to first base here.
Huh? First base? I do not understand.
That comes from a swell American game, Chief Tipo. Baseball.
Tell us more about this Tsi-Ring.
He is in the highest Tibetan class, one of the landed gentry. He is regarded almost as a holy man because of his help to the poor, his education to their children. Tsi-Ring has brought modern progress to his country, but is trying to keep out modern evils.
That's why he's not keen about strangers then, huh?
Yes, Speed. Yes, Tibet is a very rich land. He does not wish it exploited to the outside in any way, but he does want to combine progress with ancient traditions and custom. Tsi-Ring believes that if he can do this, Tibetans will be the happiest people in the world.
If we can only win him over to our side, we're...
Yes, and the only way to attempt to win his friendship is to meet him, Mr. Barlow. By the way, Speed, this should interest you. Tsi-Ring has a son near your own age. I hope he is in Lhasa with his father.
Gee, that'd be great. That is, it'll be great if we can understand what one another's talking about.
You'll be able to understand him, Speed. Dawa has studied several years under an American teacher who was here on a scientific expedition.
Dawa? Is that his name?
Yes.
Well, if this Mr. Tsi-Ring can help us, I think we ought to get over to his house right away. Does he live in Lhasa, Chief Tipo?
He has a small house here, Speed. As a rule, he stays at his country home, but I happen to know that he is in the city now.
Good. Then let's get going. But first, I must send a cable to Chief Riley, telling him about Barney's disappearance.
We can do that on the way. I, too, must stop off at the government house to report Mr. Dunlap's disappearance.
Do you think that'll make him believe that Paul Meunier is really the octopus?
No, Speed, no. But the authorities will cooperate in every way to find a missing person, especially in Lhasa, the holy city.
Swell. Let's get started, then. I can't rest until we find Barney again.
Speed, the cable's off to Chief Riley.
He didn't send it in code this time?
No, there's no reason to keep Barney's disappearance secret. In fact, the more publicity it's given, the more apt we are to find him again.
Yes, you're right. Are we going to meet Chief Tipo here in the cable office?
No, in front of the government house. We have some time to kill while he makes out his report. Well, what do you want to do? Stay here for a while or explore the streets of Lhasa?
Oh, gee, let's explore, Clint. I haven't had a good look at the place yet.
You'll never have a better chance, for I have a hunch that we won't have much spare time after we meet Mr. Tsi-Ring. Well, come on, out this way. Well, take a good look, Speed. Not many boys your age have a chance to see Lhasa.
Yeah, if only Barney was here, everything would be perfect.
We'll have him back safe enough. Don't you worry about that. Oh, look. That seems to be the marketplace up ahead there. Let's make for that. They're usually very colorful.
One thing about this city, Clint, you don't see many foreigners on the streets. They're all Tibetans or Chinese.
Yes, foreigners are a curiosity, all right. Look how they're staring at us.
Yeah, and I'm staring back at them just as hard. Those must be shepherds over there. I recognize their clothes.
Oh, look. Those men with the red-orange robes. Those are priests, or lamas, as the Tibetans say.
Gee, there are more of them than anything else.
Well, of course, since Lhasa's the holy city of Tibet. Oh, well, here we are at the marketplace. And it's certainly different from anything I've ever seen before.
And look at this stand, Clint. Here in the center are cartridges. And look at the bridles.
Yeah, and stirrups on the other. The Tibetans are evidently great horsemen.
Leonard says, would purchase nice bridle?
No, thanks. Gee, Clint, if we do stay in Lhasa long enough, I'd sure like to get a horse, though. You think I could?
Well, I see I never should have brought you to the marketplace, Speed. It gives you ideas. Now, what would you do with a horse when we're ready to leave? We couldn't put him into our plane.
No, but I've always wanted one.
At least wait until we're back home. Oh, you might buy a bridle and stirrups, but leave the horse until later. Huh?
Okay. What's this over here on this stand?
Looks like food, Steve.
Food? Nothing like I ever saw before. Oh, yes, there's a fish.
It is a strange-looking assortment. We'll have to take Chief Tipo along with us if we want to know what the various things are, I guess.
Gee, look at these swell bows and arrows, Clint. All sizes.
Yes, the Tibetans delight in archery. Oh, that's one thing you can get, Speed. Bows and arrows don't take up much room on the plane.
Can I get one now?
Well, no. You better wait until after our visit with Mr. Tsi-Ring. Can't very well call on him looking like a hunter. Oh, by the way, I think we'd better be getting over to the government house. It's just ahead up there, and it's about time to be meeting Chief Tipo.
Okay, Maybe I can get my bow on the way back.
We'll see. Better hurry, Speed. Don't want to be late.
I'm coming. Hey, wait a minute.
Huh? What is it?
This last stand here has nothing but these colored papers with lettering on them. Looks something like Chinese lettering.
Oh, here comes the owner of the stand. He's a llama.
The young master desired to purchase a prayer.
A prayer? You mean prayers are on these little papers?
Yes. And if you do not find a suitable prayer, I shall inscribe one for you.
Well, what do you do with them after you get them?
My people keep them on the walls of their homes so that the great spirits will see their petitions and perhaps grant them their prayer.
Gee, Clint, I'd like to have one made out for Barney's return.
It'll take more than a Buddhist prayer paper to bring Barney back, Speed.
But can I try it anyhow? It won't take long.
Oh, there's Chief Tipo looking for us now. Oh, Tipo! Chief Tipo! Here we are!
He sees it. He's coming. Quick, Mr. Llama. Have you a prayer paper for the return of a missing person?
Most certainly, young master. It is a very powerful one, too. Behold, the paper is on paper the same sacred color as my robe.
Swell. Here's some money. Is that enough?
Yes, young master. And may your prayer be answered.
Thanks. I sure hope so.
Well, I wonder what that crowd is gathering for.
For something funny, that's a cinch. Listen to them laugh.
Speed! Mr. Barlow, what has kept you? I fear you may have become lost.
Oh, no. Speed was taking time out to buy a prayer paper for the return of missing persons.
Ah, yes. They are considered very powerful. But what is that crowd doing?
Well, let's take a look, huh?
Oh, let us through.
Sure must be awful funny, whatever it is.
I don't see anything funny about it at all.
Barney! In his pajamas!
Barney, you come back! Barney!
Where have you been?
Speed! Clint! Thank heaven you're here. Hey, tell me, am I crazy or am I just dreaming? It must be a dream. I can't be standing out here in the street in my pajamas in broad daylight. It must be a dream. I hope.